You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
So much to get to. Stugatz thinks the Chiefs should go after Odell Beckham. Mahomes coming off the worst performance you've ever seen from him not being a threat. He doesn't throw that many times for 4 yard averages. That team looked offensively incompetent, not like it had three of the best skill guys you've ever seen. It's crazy to me, Stugatz, what the Patriots did for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
When you consider Atlanta, how far Atlanta's fallen, not gotten back up. Philadelphia's fallen, not gotten back up. Yep. I'm not saying that this is Kansas City, but it's hard to stay up there. Look at the San Francisco 49ers. They were 6 minutes from beating that team.
They had
a lead in the fourth quarter. Jimmy Garoppolo makes one throw.
Yep.
One throw.
It's hard to stay up there when you have Josh Allen in the same conference, when you have Lamar Jackson in the same conference, when you have an up-and-coming Bills team and a Bengals team in the same conference, when you have Herbert in the same conference, when you have the Titans playing at 120% in the same conference.
It's really hard to stay up there, man.
What happened in Bengals the last few Bills. Months? You're like, when you have Josh Allen in your conference, you're outlining the reasons why they should be sitting atop that conference this entire time.
He was terrible yesterday.
Terrible.
Josh Allen was so bad.
Bad.
He was so bad you didn't need...
Which Josh Allen?
Oh, that's a good point. Yes.
Excellent point, because one, Josh Allen was spectacular.
Caused a fumble, an interception. Did he also recover a fumble? Had a sack. Josh Allen sacked Josh Allen. Josh Allen intercepted Josh Allen. Josh Allen caused a fumble by Josh Allen.
Josh Allen recovered a fumble from Josh Allen. He sacked and intercepted. Josh Allen was spectacular. On the other side of the coin, Josh Allen was terrible yesterday. You don't need the all 22 to know exactly how bad Josh Allen was. That's how bad Josh Allen was.
Well, that's the stuff that has been coached out of him, right? I mean, he was just, when I assessed him as terrible, terrible, unable to play the position, it's because, good God, I've never seen arm strength like that. The arm talent is the best I've ever seen, period. I athletically, people bounce off of him. Athletically, Stugatz, he must be huge and strong in ways that are hard to fathom.
Yes.
Because what he does from the quarterback position behind the pocket is like best athlete on the field, mesmerizing. But I've kept waiting for that game and been wrong across like a season and a half. And Jacksonville is the one that pulls it out of him.
Is it weird to say that Dawson Knox is super important to what the Buffalo Bills do offensively? Because since his hand injury, he actually caught a touchdown with a broken hand, I believe. But he's been out, and they've changed their formations since he went out. Tommy Sweeney isn't just running Dawson Knox routes. They went to 4 wide receiver sets. And since then, the wide receivers have kind of been taken out of the game outside of, like, allowing Isaiah McKenzie to get his. The offense has been, prior to the last 2 weeks, prior to Dawson Knox, the number one offense in the AFC. And since then, they look so easy to shut down.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Should you let Isaiah McKenzie get his? There is football stuff we want to talk about.
By the way, there's old Belichick hanging around just a half game out in the AFC East. I'm getting tired of him.
All right, but let's just look at, in terms of passing totals,
right,
so you understand what happened to Mahomes yesterday.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold threw for more yards yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
in a game where Mac Jones didn't, because the Patriots did not win that game because Mac Jones was great.
No.
Mahomes threw for fewer yards than Darnold, and Darnold's going to get benched and lose his job. And I think, do I have this right? Was it Robbie Anderson who passed Sam Darnold on the sidelines and said some version of "God damn it, bro"? Like, just it was like, "You're terrible."
Yeah, Robbie Anderson was filmed on the sideline going at Sam Darnold repeatedly. He made a couple of passes while yelling at Sam Darnold, and I'd like to think he's like, "God damn it, I came over here to escape you. I had a great year. Why'd you follow me here?"
And whether or not, you know, Zach Wilson turns in or Mike White turns into a great quarterback, the Jets were right. They were right to get rid of Sam Darnold. Not good.
But they were wrong to draft him. As Tony Romo said, he had the chance to be the best of that crop because nobody knows anything.
Are you ready to build your entire team now around 35-year-old Josh Johnson? He was spectacular.
He was great.
Oh, he came so close to that cover.
I know.
Oh, my God. Sitting on a Jets plus 10 ticket. I was like 9 yards away from the cover to end all covers. I
couldn't tell.
Thursday Night Football was electric. It has been all season. No one's talking about how unsafe the games are this year because they've been awesome.
We will talk more football over the course of the show, but we have to get to Stugatz's weekend observations. We have to get to funniest thing from the sports weekend as well.
This Thursday, Ravens, Dolphins. Not so awesome.
I mean, this is Lamar can win the MVP.
I wouldn't have thought Colts Jets would be awesome, Stugatz. And it's the game. Right. The uniforms don't matter if the game gives you something like scoring. I was bummed just covering some college football things that I want to get to. Whittingham, which was the game you were watching that moved you again because you love when the coach runs out for an injury? Which is the football game that you were watching? Cody, excuse me. I'm sorry.
No, it was Vrabel. This guy. There's nothing better. It's a coach that shows you that he cares. All right. I think he might be doing it just for the cameras. I'm not going to be honest. But it works. Because name another coach. I think actually last night we were watching the two coaches that, if I say to you, coaches that run out to their player when they're injured, I think it's Vrabel and McVay.
Yeah.
Are those player coaches? It's just something about it. It just looks good.
It's why that team plays at 120% every week for him. I mean, seriously.
Put it on the poll. Yeah. He doesn't have, he's stuck there. He's there's a glitch in the matrix. Stugatz doesn't have anything other than that. I've announced that someone was playing at 120% clip and we need to stay there at every turn. It's the only analysis he has for anything. Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Do you like a coach more when he runs out on the field to attend to an injured player?
He gets down on one knee, puts a hand on the shoulder. It's just such a good look.
You know who's the best ever at it? Bob Huggins. I mean, Bob Huggins would run
that
out there. He would hug
ever.
You. He would embrace you.
Getting down on one knee?
Huggy Bear. I mean.
Okay. So many college basketball players are giving him the opportunity. You can't go college basketball as the best ever coach running on the field to attend to an injury.
I think when you think of a coach running out to comfort a player that's been injured, you think Bob Huggins.
You're just saying that because his name has hug in it.
No.
Oh, he wanted to say Huggy Bear. It was just that's all he was trying to do.
When I think of sympathetic carer of players, I do not think of Bob Huggins.
Put it on the poll. When you think of a sympathetic carer of players, do you think Bob Huggins?
Stugatz, I think tracksuit. That's all I think.
Yes.
Maybe a cocktail.
Don't hug me. That tracksuit gives off something.
Fair what you doing.
And don't try to get me to talk about my parents. Just leave me alone. I don't want to talk about it. That's what comes to my mind. Just corner the bar. Don't talk to that guy. The line, courtesy of our friends over at DraftKings right now for Thursday Night Football, is 7. The Ravens are traveling
now. Put it in now.
The Ravens are traveling to Hard Rock Stadium.
Do you guys know this is how football gets you? Did you guys not learn what you just saw?
Dolphins in prime time have gotten smashed.
Explain to me why the Browns were a 2-point underdog only at Cincinnati yesterday. Explain to me what happened there. Explain to me what happened Dallas Denver. Explain to me what happened Bills Jacksonville. Explain to me what happened Saints and Falcons. Explain to me what happened Titans and Rams.
All right. Simeon probably happened in New Orleans, although he put him in position to win, and Odell's gone. And that's why the Browns are good. They've shown that they're always good when Odell's gone.
Addition by subtraction.
Yeah. Mm. But so the line's 7 for Thursday Night Football. If I told the Ravens that they couldn't leave the field after winning in overtime against the Minnesota Vikings, you have to stay in your pads. This is your home until we board the plane to Hard Rock for the next few days. Not allowed to see your family. You can maybe bring sandwiches out to you.
Can we change clothes or anything? No, they're living at the stadium.
They will wear the same uniforms. They will put their pads back on. They will board a plane. They will go into Hard Rock Stadium and play the Dolphins. Do you think the Ravens will win that football game?
If they were starved, I think they would win. If they didn't eat any food between Sunday and Thursday, they would still win.
They were fast.
You guys learned nothing from yesterday. They barely won yesterday. They won 4 games this season by like a 66-yard field goal by Justin Tucker. They could just as easily be 3-5.
I mean, I would take the Dolphins in this circumstance. Look at me. Like when the Browns are missing a right tackle, I freak out.
The Lions almost beat them. Tucker is the only reason.
They should have. In my personal record book, the Lions did beat the Ravens.
You can say that about most of the league, though, Dan. I mean, a lot of these games have been close.
All I'm saying is, yes, there are a lot of games all over sports that are close. Scott Frost at Nebraska, Stugatz, his record in the last 23 games that they have played that are one-score games, because they played a lot of one-score games, 5-18.
Right. It could just as easily be 18-5.
You could do a lot of that. There's a lot that can be done throughout football in that sport. But you're an idiot if you think the reason to bet the Ravens there is because you think the Ravens are going to win. You're a moron. You didn't learn anything from what you just saw yesterday, because I was sure when I pulled it out of the bucket of death that the Bills were going to win yesterday. I was like, they're not going to lose. That team had a 20-game losing streak that was ended only because they got to play the Dolphins. That team's terrible.
And they were injured on defense yesterday.
You don't have the means, the intellect. You don't have the ability to explain to me how Jacksonville won that game yesterday. You don't have it. Josh Allen wasn't hurt. He was poop. He kept fumbling and throwing dumb passes, and it didn't make any sense what was happening out there.
So you're saying the Dolphins have a chance? Is that because they don't? I mean,
I'm saying because football. I'm saying that very often on weekends, I will bet the opposite of what I think is going to happen, because I don't trust what I think is going to happen has any realm of reality in it.
I'll go with you on every other game. I'm going to, like, this coming week, I'm going to bet the opposite of what I think is going to happen. And I think I'll do reasonably well, except with the Dolphins in primetime. Because I know that the Dolphins will be down 30-7 on Thursday night. I'm 100% certain.
How quickly? Halftime?
Mid-third.
Okay.
Did you say your... what did you shout there, Cody?
I'm going to go Dolphins now. He just guaranteed it. That's just a dangerous game.
No, but of course, I would say the same thing. I would say exactly the same thing. But what sense does Kyler Murray not playing on? Colt McCoy riding out on a horse. Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Should Colt McCoy enter all places riding in on a stallion?
Tony yesterday put in a chat, hey guys.
This guy.
Colt McCoy starting. No Kyler Murray. Lock in the Niners. I recommend it to other people. Lock in the Niners.
Tony's arrogant, better guy. He also now has proclaimed the Dallas Cowboys a fraud. Dallas Cowboys are fraud. That's not football happening to the Dallas Cowboys. But what sense does that make? Dak Prescott comes back. Hey, let's have 0 points all game. Oh, we traded Von Miller, by the way. And we got 0 points. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to teddy you to death. Just going to be teddy, field goal. Teddy. Oh, look, Tutty. Field goal, teddy.
An 11-yard pass to Cortland Sutton made the highlights last night for the Broncos.
Teddy wants... a 99-play drive that starts the game and ends the game. Just one.
And so does Fangio.
Just all the, yes, both
complimentary football, Fangio. Dano.
Yes, they want to petition the league to eliminate halftime so they could just have the ball all game, throwing 2-yard passes and hoping not to get called for a chop block.
Running backs over 85 yards rushing is basically ideal for them.
Yep. Dream game yesterday for him. I mean, 41 carries, 190 yards.
He loved it.
A Fangio game right there.
Fangio. There was a camera shot on the red zone one time where they showed him and he wasn't wearing any pants. He's just lassoing him over his head. He's so happy. He befuddled McCarthy. How does that happen? You're watching. You know that offense.
I mean, befuddling McCarthy doesn't seem that tricky.
That's okay. Bad timing in the way.
Dak Prescott.
Yeah, I put it on the poll at Levitard Show, Guillermo. Does Mike McCarthy always seem befuddled?
Always.
Fair enough.
Can you imagine that guy walking in the supermarket during the COVID protocols where they had an arrow pointing one way in one aisle and an arrow pointing the other way? I imagine he was just frozen there for 30 minutes.
Football.
Again, though, it's not just that the Dallas Cowboys of Dak Prescott like look like a spaceship of some sort, right? Where it's CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper, and you're like, oh my God, those guys are really strong and big and fast and probably can't be covered by those little the little guys who are running after them.
The skill and speed on the outside. Meanwhile, in the trenches, they're beating the holy hell out of you with a great offensive line that's super
except
physical.
Except that you can't do anything against Denver when they trade Von Miller. And Fangs Calvinized. Is on the other sideline. He's coming at you with Teddy.
And he's running the ball. I mean, four yards a carry.
Yes. Yes. And he's going to be up 30-0 at one point.
Players apparently play super free when they don't have to worry about paying for Von Miller's Halloween party.
Dak Prescott. They got rid of that farter Von Miller and it cleared out the clubhouse. Von Miller fined legendarily in his Broncos career for farting in meetings. They get rid of him and look at the cloud that is lifted from the Denver Broncos as they go into Dallas and befuddle Mike McCarthy, who this morning wakes up and thinks to himself, how did that happen? What happened? I've got great players.
That's every morning, though.
Is it every morning? Okay. We're going to get to Stugatz's weekend observations in a second. I can't believe it took me this long, though, to get to this story I know Billy wants to talk about. So here it is, Stugatz.
All right.
I believe this is Vin Diesel on Instagram. Mm. My little brother, Dwayne.
Bad start.
The time has come. Now, if you know some of this backstory here, Dwayne Johnson was put off by how seriously Vin Diesel takes himself and this franchise. And I basically vowed publicly to never work with Vin Diesel again, right?
Well, there was news recently of a bit of a reconciliation between the two of them. Now, this Instagram post that you're reading might indicate that things might not be all the way back yet if we're going to Instagram to try to get The Rock to rejoin the Fast franchise.
But part of the backstory, is it not, that Vin Diesel considers this his franchise? The Rock goes into every franchise saying, this is my franchise. I'm the one that matters here. The Rock is viewed as publicly humble or more humble than Vin. And the back and forth is who's the star of this, correct? Isn't this Vin regards this as, no, I'm the movie star here.
Yeah. I mean, it is one of the most successful franchises ever. But you know what? Everybody's played a part. Tyrese has played a part. Luda's played a part. Paul Walker, Pasta Scansa has played a part. Everybody's played a part.
For the audience, though, what are the juiciest parts of the details between them where Dwayne was put off in the reporting of it? Dwayne is put off by, wasn't Vin Diesel trying to get him to like method act or taking it way too seriously, where Dwayne's going to be professional, but he's not going to buy in on all the Fast and Furious nonsense?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Vin Diesel thought that people would see Dwayne as just The Rock and not as Hobbs. And to Vin Diesel, I'd say it doesn't matter. But Vin Diesel seems to disagree. So he wanted to teach him, bring him under his wing, like a little brother, you know, who's like probably three times his size and takes shit bigger than him. But aside from that, a little brother.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Does Dwayne Johnson shit bigger than Vin Diesel? My little brother, Dwayne. The time has come. The world awaits the finale of Fast 10. As you know, my children refer to you as Uncle Dwayne in my house. There's not a holiday that goes by that they and you don't send well wishes. But the time has come. Legacy awaits. I told you years ago that I was going to fulfill my promise to Pablo. I swore that we would reach and manifest the best Fast in the finale. That is 10. I say this out of love, but you must show up. Do not leave the franchise idol. You have a very important role to play. Hobbs can't be played by no other. I hope that you rise to the occasion and fulfill your destiny. What does it mean, Fast and Furious powerful Metal stuff. Arc correspondent?
That's powerful, is it not? Do you think he's going to come back? I think the little brother at the beginning, kind of not a great start. I think he may have stepped in it. I was looking it up. He's 5 years older. I guess that's why he considers him a little brother. I don't know how I feel. I think we should all be sad, right, that we're coming to the end of the Fast franchise, are we not? The good news is, is when you read this, you see like, oh, wow, Fast 10, that's it. But good news, Fast 10 is in two parts. So it's really like Fast 10 and Fast 11. So there's two more, but they're doing it back to back. So we really need to kind of resolve this situation now.
It's apparent when you go to Vin Diesel's IMDb that he's eager to get going on filming this thing because he has no other projects in which he's front facing.
Oh, he doesn't need to. I mean, he's generated like the seventh most money all time at the box office. Yeah, he's like super duper loaded. Yeah, yeah, he doesn't need to work ever
again. And he's got a producer credit, but it's the only moneymaker that he has. He's a historic flop in the box office with anything else. With anything else that he does.
Meanwhile,
Guardians of the Galaxy was pretty successful.
He's a voice. Anybody could do it.
So that's a Buzz Lightyear. Mm-hmm. It's a voice.
All right.
I would say in the way that they regard...
But Buzz Lightyear has dialogue. All he says is, I am Groot.
Mm, well, he is.
That's Vin Diesel?
Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Levitard Show. Did you know I am Groot was Vin Diesel? I think what's funny about all of this is when you step back from it, Stugatz, Dwayne Johnson is somebody who, you know, jumps off and into skyscrapers. He has made just a mountain of movies and a mountain of money. He is America's biggest.
Recently a mountain of crap.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but he made a lot of crap in between and was able to make plenty of money and have a lot of hits. Our biggest stars in the action realm are 50, 60, 70 years old. Liam Neeson's still out there doing it. And in this realm, The Rock has outgrown just the action thing. Vin Diesel has not. Was Boiler Room what introduced us to Vin Diesel?
Wait a minute. The Rock has outgrown action? What is he doing that's not action?
Oh, the XFL.
Talking about flops.
It's like a senatorial rapping on its way.
It's a good question, Dan. I mean,
he wants to run for president, and that would be the dumbest thing The Rock
could
do.
You're acting like he does Hamlet.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
How many Tuberville's a senator in Alabama?
Maybe he's this
He did the Tooth Fairy.
Got a rap career.
Yeah, he's this great method actor that this whole time he's been acting as an action star to be an action star when he's really not.
In Ballers, he's not an action star. He makes a lot of stuff, and some of it is bad, but he is the biggest movie star in the world and has been for a long time. Vin Diesel has this one franchise that is... Is it also the big? It is the biggest franchise in the world. So, yeah. in their superhero galaxies, there's no one better than Vin Diesel, and of course, he would condescend The Rock for coming and visiting his world.
Did you know that he called Paul Walker Pablo?
I learned it while reading this from Instagram.
It was beautiful. There was a video of Vin Diesel walking Paul Walker's daughter down the aisle. Like, they really believe the family stuff.
They do believe the family stuff. They sell the family stuff, but they believe that Dwayne isn't a part of the family, evidently, but now they need him.
They want him to be part of the family, but he doesn't want to be part of the family. Dan, tale as old as time. The prodigal son. Will he return? Who knows? We'll find out, I guess, right?
I don't know whether it's wrestling or not because it seemed real. I hope that it's real, that it's egos and vanities, and that Dwayne Johnson says, I will never work with Vin Diesel again. He's a clown. I will not be condescended by Vin Diesel. But
I mean, he works with Kevin Hart, please.
I hope that it's that, but I think it's going to end up being wrestling. I think this is a great way to promote the movie, to pretend like these two guys hate each other. No?
How dare you? You think that this is a fake beef, a fief? That's not what's going on here. These two don't get along, but they need to. It's right. Destiny. It says it right there on the Instagram. Wow. Right there.
It seems like Dwayne doesn't want to be part of it. He's above the family.
Get over yourself, Dwayne. Exactly. Please. Yeah. Enough. Dave Bautista is a better actor than you are.
Whoa. Whoa. Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Levitard Show.
Davey Bats.
Is Dave, I don't think they call him that. Is Dave Bautista, I don't know why. Do you even know who Dave Bautista is? Why did
you?
Okay, excellent.
I just know Joey Bautista is Joey Bats. Davey Bats.
It's Jose Bautista. Right. Call him Joey Bats so I can see the confusion.
Yeah.
Starting is everything when it comes to fitness. Peloton helps you start no matter what level you're at. Wherever you're starting, there's thousands of classes to get you moving. Whether that's beginners or advanced rides, feel-good live DJ rides, or artist-themed rides, they've got something for you. Peloton bike instructors keep you motivated from day one. They'll show you the basics, help take the guesswork out of your workout and encourage you to build from there. And now with Peloton Entertainment, you can keep moving and watch your favorite TV shows and live sports as you ride. Perfect for those days when you don't want to miss a thing. And if you don't have a bike, take a dance class, take a core class, take Pilates, take a stretching class, start a program with Andy, do a core program with Emma. You can do it all at Peloton. You can get a Peloton row, and you're not even going to get wet because it's inside your own house without water. How'd they do it? I don't know. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus rental at onepeloton.com/bike rentals. Terms apply.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Did you just want to be a part of the conversation?
Of course I did.
Okay. Time now for Stugatz's weekend observations.
You don't know that he
doesn't.
It is
time for Stugatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Dan, before yesterday, had you asked me if he was still playing, I honestly would not have been able to answer with any sort of confidence. But after going 22 of 26 for 249 yards with one touchdown and no interceptions while leading the Cardinals, who were without DeAndre Hopkins, to a convincing 31-17 road win over San Francisco. Dan.
Lock it in, says Tony. Lock in the 49ers.
Make no mistake about it. Colt McCoy.
Yes.
Is back.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes. This while Cordarrelle Patterson is 27% of the Falcons' touches.
If someone asked you yesterday, Colt McCoy, retired?
I wouldn't have guessed. I would not have guessed that Colt McCoy was the quarterback, the backup quarterback in Arizona. But Colt McCoy will be doing that again in 10 more years.
The Oklahoma City Thunder are 2-6 this season. Their only two wins have come against the Lakers. So you, of course, know what that means, Dan.
They have the Lakers' number.
Wow, look at you. You are 100% right. That's impressive. You're on it this morning.
It's not really.
OKC. Joe Flacco in street clothes on the sidelines Thursday night. Looked like he could have been one of four things. A quarterback in street clothes, a male model, Secret Service, or a statue.
Right, yes.
He is so good looking, man.
Is he?
I mean, the Jets traded a pick to get him to stand on the sidelines in street clothes.
Just to be good looking around the scent that the Jets give off. To be smoldering Joe Flacco.
He's a good looking
man.
Put
it on the poll. Is Joe Flacco smoldering?
It doesn't do it for me.
Doesn't for really? Me either. Yeah, I don't.
Call her cousin Greg.
Stugatz has a type, and it's Joe Flacco. He has a type.
Perhaps.
Long neck.
And Tony.
Only Tony.
Not only Tony.
Dan.
You literally just finished saying Joe Flacco.
Yeah, I know.
He doesn't listen. He doesn't listen to what he says. He doesn't.
You guys just keep advancing stuff. I mean, I'm trying to do observations to here. Up. I mean, yeah. You know.
Yes, I can't remember what I said.
What last, I said a minute ago sentence. Doesn't matter. Or a minute
it wasn't
later.
A minute. It was yes. Like it was 30 seconds ago.
The past is the past. I mean,
it was the previous.
Let's deal in the now. That's where I am.
It was just the previous.
I'm always in the now, Dan.
Yeah, you are. I think when I think of
30 seconds ago was Flacco. Now it's Tony.
It. Put it on the poll. When you think meditative enlightenment that comes from staying in the present, do you think of Stugatz?
I mean, a year ago, Mahomes was great. And now?
That's right.
A year ago, Rodgers was sane. And now?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Stay in the now, Dan.
It wasn't the previous sentence, is what I'm saying, that came out of your own mouth, is all.
Dan.
Yes.
Never underestimate the power of a players-only meeting.
You mentioned that already.
I drove down there on Saturday night just to tell you that. I told you. It's the first thing I told you when I walked in the doors.
It is how Stugant said hello to me. It really was. Dan, that Celtics players-only meeting. And now they want to get in the game for Ben Simmons. The reports are the Celtics. Please make that a rivalry that matters again. Celtics and Heat. Please.
LeBron James, here's an idea. Stop worrying about Odell Beckham Jr. and start worrying about your team and your season. Out of nowhere, the Miami Hurricanes are fun. They have a quarterback and a wide receiver with the last name Rambo. That, Dan, is how you become fun. Tyler Van Dyke, saving Manny Diaz's job one game at a time. Vanny Dimes. Offensive tackle Jack Conklin was out for the Browns.
Chris Cody, what happened there? What happened? Did you muffle what? Some barf on Vanny Dimes?
I mean, we heard a lot of these takes in the local hour, so he's just rehashing them.
Offensive tackle. Live in the now, Chris. Offensive tackle Jack Conklin was out for the Browns. I only bring that up.
He's reheating his crap from the local hour. He couldn't cross it out or not repeat it.
Nope.
He just same. Okay.
They've already been written, Dan.
Yeah, understood. But they didn't need to be used. You were the one doing local.
I'm not rewriting.
You're
in the now. What? You're in the past. I mean, let's all try to stay in the now, please.
All right. Yes, that's fine.
I'm going backwards. I'm going forwards.
You are Eckhart Tolle. You are the power of now.
I've never mentioned Jack Conklin before in my entire life. I'm about to.
A spiritual leader. That's what you are.
Offensive tackle. Jack Conklin was out for the Browns. I only bring that up to point out, if your name is Jack Conklin, there's a pretty good chance you're going to be a tackle. So, do you have kids, Mr. Conklin? Yeah. We have a son named Jack. Oh, Jack Conklin. So he's going to be a tackle.
That's right.
That's the conversation.
That's right. That's so true.
Thank you.
Can he be a guard or no?
No, he has to be a tackle.
Okay. Can he be a center?
No, Jack Conklin has to be a center. Mike Webster has to be a tackle. Mike Webster, more a center's name, if you know what I mean. He was an actual center.
Yeah.
Felt the need to point that out.
Thank you.
You got it. Wake Forest, the rare 55 burger. With a side of loss.
That was such a fun game.
The Deeks.
So ridiculously fun.
Double nickel. Cincinnati. Do you know what Alabama would do to Tulsa? Seriously. It's not enough with a style point. Cincinnati has no business making the playoff. Zero. Wake Forest. It was fun while it lasted. State Farm. If my neighbor acted like this, I'd punch him in the face. Wow. Well, why? What? What happened? You wouldn't? A good neighbor. I mean, tell me you're vaccinated. You're not vaccinated. I'm hanging out in your backyard. I mean, you're hugging me. And then all of a sudden I find out you're not. That's not a good neighbor. You know who's a good neighbor? The Hawaii Rainbows. They are always there for me at midnight. +7.5. Oh, that was great. Saved my entire weekend. Tough loss on the over, though. Tough. I parlayed it. Tough.
That's what you have to do. Hawaii and the over.
I've done it forever, Mike. I'll never stop doing it. You do Hawaii straight, and then you do Hawaii and the over.
Hawaii right? And the over. I'm taking Hawaii. It's Hawaii.
But Hawaii
and the over.
Straight first.
Hawaii and the over.
You would never bet that game and take the other team, would you? People don't do that.
Hawaii and the over.
It's just basically all you're hoping for is did the island breeze get to the opponent and the flight. But I want to ask you guys, would you guys, for Whittingham and Mike Ryan, who aspire to the Miami program not being all the way back but merely being Texas A&M, would you be fine with your program only being associated in its identity with people bet me late on Saturday night as a chaser? Would you be okay? Because that's been their identity since before Colt Brennan.
Yeah.
Yep.
Timmy Chang and them boys.
Oh, Timmy Chang.
Yeah, no, Hawaii is my second favorite football team because of the special spot in my heart that they reside, which is always Hawaii in the over.
So you're basically saying, do you want the University of Miami to move as far west as possible?
No, just
so that they're playing games at 3 a.m.
No, just to have an identity. Would that suffice for you as a brand? Because that's Hawaii's brand.
Sure, I'm in.
We have an identity. We're jokes. We always say how back we are, and then we beat ourselves up in the sand.
Right. The rainbows are a good neighbor.
Very
right.
Clear. Yeah. We'll have sex in porta potty bathrooms at West 32. Hell yeah. And get married.
While a wedding was going on, I walked past it this Saturday. I was like, wow, a wedding took place here.
God, we have so a very foul. Crystal clear identity. We talk a bunch of shit. We never back it up. None of us went to the school. Next.
Except for Whittingham.
Yeah.
Who went to the school and the game.
Because most of the people that went to the school are like Whittingham.
What is that supposed to mean?
That is an insult to both you and me.
Oh,
wow.
What is that supposed
to
mean?
What does it mean, Mike?
What does it mean?
Explain.
What does it mean?
You know. You know.
It means someone who goes to the game on Saturday and has not a single beer.
That's exactly what that means.
Dry football
Cereal
game.
Serial killer.
Loved
really?
It.
Really?
You can't really provide.
I can't watch a University of Miami sober. I cannot.
Can you watch any football game? Like, can you attend a football game and not have a drink?
And then when he's like, I just like watching football, I'm like, this guy.
I love looking at coverages. Love looking at route trees.
Oh, please.
You can do that after a couple high noons, Wade.
Yeah.
Good. All
20. I see better. I see the field so much better after taking a shot from the ice luge that is in the West 32 parking
lot. They have one of those?
Yeah. It's finally back.
You can't get
away.
Married there. There is no way that woman's dress didn't end up soaked in mud, correct? Soaked at the bottom with mud. There's no way that she got out of there clean, right?
It's probably in one of the 140 garbage bags that surround the trash can, the communal trash can.
Yeah.
That wedding dress is there.
The Broncos are better without Von Miller. It's amazing. Excuse me, $5. How much taller Baker Mayfield is when he's throwing to Donovan Peoples-Jones, DPJ.
It's Peoples-Jones.
Whatever.
That's the rare thing. Old people usually add an S.
Live in the present.
Brett Favre's.
How much do I owe?
You owe $5. You don't get fined for names. I get fined for names. But you do get $5 for coughing into the mic or clearing your throat.
Oh, I have a $5 today. How about that?
If you were casually walking from West 32 and you saw a wedding dress on the floor somewhere or in a garbage bag, I would think nothing of it.
I would think nothing of underwear for sure.
Wedding dress on the floor. That means wedding night started early. Am I right?
In the porta potty.
Maybe. The Cowboys are better without Dak Prescott. Haven't confirmed yet, but hearing Tua somehow fractured his middle finger, holding it up too long at the Dolphins organization. The Cardinals are better without Kyler Murray. Sixers, 8-2, best record in the East, winners of 6 straight. Has anyone checked in on Ben Simmons? Raiders.
Boston has, apparently.
Yeah, Boston, the right. Celtics, Brad Stevens has.
Raiders, not for real. Heat Jazz had an NBA Finals feel to it, even though I was at Moss and didn't watch a single second. But I was driving there, and it felt like NBA Finals traffic. That's why it had the feel. Thank you for pointing that out,
It was just traffic, Stugatz.
It was a lot of traffic.
It wasn't NBA Finals traffic.
Oh, it felt like NBA Finals traffic.
Just Saturday traffic.
It was a big game.
It's Brickle Saturday traffic.
If you say so. I mean, you're telling me it had nothing to do with Heat Jazz 7:30 on a Saturday night?
You don't go
Finals to preview?
When's the last time you were in downtown Miami on a Saturday night?
It's been a minute, Dan.
You were scalping tickets. You never used any of your tickets. 2010, right. LeBron James.
I went to that Orlando game, second game of the season.
That's the last time you've been downtown Miami?
It was the first home game, yeah.
It's just Saturday night, Stugatz. It's not Parkland.
All right. I mean, I was there Saturday night. That was the last time. Stay there now, Dan.
But you didn't show up till like 9:30. Like, I feel like for the people that arrived on time, the traffic was probably a factor.
I hit traffic. I hit NBA Finals traffic. What do you want from me? Panthers, Hurricanes had a Stanley Cup vibe to it.
You didn't watch that game either. That was also
Panther
Saturday.
Traffic as well.
And also, they're both in the Eastern Conference.
But he hit both. He lives so far that he could hit both traffic.
I did hit both.
They're both in the Eastern Conference. It's impossible to have a Stanley Cup vibe.
It had that feel to it.
A Prince of Wales vibe
to it. It had the feel, Mike. You can't argue with the feel of it, even if it...
I drove past the arena, did you?
Panthers game started at 6 p.m.
That's when I left my house.
That is about, again, proving my point all the more. I texted Mike this, I was going to make my first hockey bet ever on the Panthers to win by more than a goal and a half. And I look up and I'm going to make the bet and I'm like, it's 4-0. And I'm like, bleep, they started early.
You love that plus juice, huh? That was minus 1.5 in hockey. They never hit.
You're right. It's the dumbest.
I want to bet it every time. Minus 1.5 in hockey, plus 200.
I was just trying to bet on the idea of, can we get excited about hockey for real? Like, are they going to smoke one of the teams that they're not supposed to smoke? And God, like that. It's not just that they haven't lost, Dugatz. It's that they've got an indisputably good hockey team that just lost their coach in an unspeakable scandal and have not been derailed by it.
They're a very good team. Chris, do you do that with baseball where you'll bet the minus 1.5 just to get the money down because you don't want to lay 240 on the Dodgers to win at home?
I try to avoid baseball at all costs.
Right.
Yeah, right. I do that. I love anything plus juice, man. I love it.
Anthony Davis, I challenge you to go a single game without something popping up. Play basketball, man. Jesus. It's always something with him. I mean, you feel good. This hurts. LeBron's not here. Just play basketball. You get paid a lot of money. Also, do me a favor. Win an NBA title outside of a bubble. The V in Verstappen. Do you know what it stands for, Dano?
Victory.
Vroom, vroom.
Oh, I forgot.
How could you?
Big weekend for Checo, too. Third Mexico Grand Prix.
Do you have a minute?
I don't.
Really?
Grand Prix.
Verstappen, like, he's going to win this thing. It's a changing of the guard, Stugatz, in F1. He's 19-point lead going into 4 races left on the calendar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who was the old guard?
Lewis Hamilton.
How many points for a victory?
25.
Ooh. Okay.
No, Verstappen's car has so much pace. Like, the Red Bull just has a faster car this season.
Vroom, vroom.
I mean, Lewis said it after the race. He was like, they were 16 seconds off.
Looks like we need an injury.
Yeah.
Or some funny business.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Well, I wouldn't rule out any funny business.
Good, big fan.
There's
of
been
funny
some
business.
Funny business this season. That's
how so? Fun.
Billy, I'll tell you about it after the show.
Wow. Big secret.
No, I mean, I don't want to completely, detour during your weekend observations, Stugatz.
If the committee was actually interested in doing their job, they'd give serious consideration of putting Purdue in the playoff. The Spoilermakers. Dan, two top five victories.
If that's a thing, I want it to be a thing. Jessica used that phrase the other day, spoiler makers. Is that something that they're called? Because it's great if they're not. It's a great nickname for them because that's what they exist to do.
In Purdue stands for pain in the ass of any team that has to play them if they're ranked.
Mm-hmm.
They're the spoiler makers.
The mm-hmm. the wide receiver, is it David Bell? He now just got into the Heisman conversation, did he not?
How do they beat top five teams in the country twice a year, but they can't beat Illinois to win the Big Ten?
It's the Big Ten.
They are the only team in college football history to win multiple games against top five teams while being unranked by double digits in the same season.
How does Illinois beat Minnesota? I don't understand anything.
Illinois
that's
beat
happening
Penn State. Illinois
conference.
Having the
you
weirdest
the Gophers too?
Illinois season.
I don't understand anything that happened. I don't understand. Everyone can beat everyone else in that conference,
right.
And Ohio State isn't clearly as good as Ohio State has been,
mm-hmm.
and now I want Purdue to wipe the floor with Ohio State too while you're at it.
I think Ohio State actually is pretty good. Nebraska is one of the better 3-8 teams.
Oh, for the love of God.
I swear to God.
They could just as easily be 8-3.
I said that already. You're right.
They could be 11-0.
They're 5-18.
Like, it's funny, but it's true.
18 in their last 23 one-score games.
Honestly, I feel like that alone is reason why you probably should fire your head coach. Because you're so close, but you can't finish any games.
Put them in the Final Four.
They're not lacking in talent. They just can't play. Like, they don't finish games.
Dude, seriously, though, if you're the committee and you want to do this differently and you want to reward
put
teams.
Put in a 3-8 Nebraska.
No,
yes.
Put Purdue in there. Let's just start with Purdue, right?
Because Nebraska will lose. They're not going to win.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'd put Wake in there. Let's see. I want to see that against Georgia's defense. Just show me what it looks like. I'll sign up for that right now. One game. I don't have any idea, but just show me what that looks like. Wake Forest's offense against Georgia's defense. I will sign up for that right now for the Final Four.
My automatic bet every week is whoever's playing Georgia team total under.
Oh, you know what's funny that you say that? Chris Cody earlier this year said the surest bet that he's ever made is Southern Miss plus 6.5 in a game against Georgia.
No, it was a team total. It was a team total. I think it was against them or Alabama? It was a team total of 6.5. So they just had to get 7 points in the game.
Georgia is averaging allowed 6.6 points per game. They're throwing the offensive lineman at the quarterback. It's amazing to watch. It really is. Missouri had no chance on Saturday.
Do you think we could make an all-star team of like an ACC all-star team and then put them up against Georgia? How do you think they do? Or like any conference. Like what conference would be the best?
That's a good question.
A Big Ten all-star team.
Put it on the poll.
Alabama.
At Lebatard Show. Would a Big Ten all-star team of David Bell, would it be Purdue? Would they do anything against Georgia's defense?
If the Warriors are going to give up less than 100 points per game, they may never lose again. 5-4. One might say this is Bill Belichick's best coaching job ever. What do you think, Dana? You agree, huh?
Yes.
All right. Bills.
No, it is his best coaching job ever.
Huh.
There it is.
Way to stay in the now.
I mean, it's just you being an asshole. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you looked at me. You wouldn't just say
not
it.
Even okay.
You didn't just say it. Then you looked at me with a pleased smile. I didn't say anything. I tried to keep it moving. What do you think, Deno?
Bills, Jags. A couple of Josh Allens cutting it up. Jacksonville and Buffalo. Miami and Houston separated by, I think, 300 miles. If you stepped outside anywhere in Florida yesterday between 1 and 4 p.m., what you would smell was bad football. Death, taxes, and Justin Tucker. Panthers, Oilers, Lord Stanley, collision course. You see that McDavid goal over the weekend, Mike? One of the great goals. I know.
Did I? I had a unit on that reaction. Goal. I watch the Oilers all the time.
He backed up and said, okay, all you mother bleepers, all right, let's see what all of you have. That was some John Wick shit.
Michigan State, blah, blah, blah. Where Jordan Love's mom sat yesterday is kind of where I imagine Jordan Love sitting in the quarterback room when Aaron Rodgers is there.
Probably the safest spot in the room.
How bad were those seats? How is that possible that those are the seats that you get for your son's first start?
She deserved better. You know what the C in Mason Crosby stands for, Dan?
Choker.
Cahoots.
Oh, is he tanking with Aaron?
I mean, first block field goal of his career. He missed another. He converts both of those. 13-13. We're going to OT. I mean,
he's missed more than any kicker in the sport, right? Yeah. He's missed 6.
Yeah, the problem with my theory is he did that when Aaron was there, too.
Did you say that was his first blocked field goal of
his career?
It
was, yeah.
Huh?
Uh-huh. I could be wrong, though, of course.
This seems like a very hard thing to find.
I could be wrong.
I just
though,
typed in the first
course.
Thing into the internet. I see from 2016, Crosby's field goal is blocked. Just like a headline.
So you were just making
Stay
it up.
Stay in the now, Chris.
Yeah, you were just making it up. Just decided to say for no reason whatsoever.
Was that a field goal or an extra point,
didn't
Chris?
Didn't look it up. Didn't
I trusted
anything.
The announcer. Field goal, extra point, that was.
I'm getting to it.
Okay, good.
2 weeks ago, it looks like he had a blocked kick.
Very good.
A field goal? It's a big difference.
Yeah.
Or an extra point.
You don't have any idea. I wish we should replay.
First block field goal.
Mike, he came in so meekly with this. I could be wrong. Of course. Like there was just a meek dead. I'm making the whole thing up. I hope they don't look it up on me. Just it's so beaten, fragile, and defeated. Of course. I could be wrong.
Anyone find it?
Of course. And
Tim
then
Settle blocks no, amazing no, but Crosby's now it's just a barrage of
asking guy. You to look things up so he can't be wrong on something he totally made up.
What happened, Billy?
Just keep it going.
You ever had a field goal block before?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. Yes.
Oh, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, against Washington.
Well, that's unfortunate
and
for me.
And 2 years ago.
Yeah. Live in the now, guys.
Whittingham, how you doing over there? Why is your head in your...
The making of something up for no reason.
No reason.
It escapes my comprehension.
All his life he's been doing it. In every realm. He just wanted to say Cahoots. That's it.
That's all that matters, Whitty.
It's all you had to hear was that he had a big winner for you on Cahoots. It's a word.
Do you care about accuracy, credibility, and being right? I care about saying Cahoots. I mean, that's the difference between us. I'm a wordsmith. You're not...
Can't argue that.
Thank you. Rather than blame Adam Gase for Sam Darnold, how about we blame Sam Darnold Sam Darnold?
Yes.
I'm tired of this Gase thing, this whole narrative. I mean, my friend, leave him alone. The Dolphins scored more points than the Chiefs yesterday. Hell is going on in Kansas City. Speaking of hell, Art Briles. Dan, those are the weekend observations.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.